Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. What a year it has been. And as I look back at this year, I'm reminded of a conversation that I had recently with an acquaintance. And I was asking him, so how are things? How is it going? And he's like, it's been such a hustling year, such a hard year. And I said, but what if you actually turn around and look at some of the things you've told me that have gone so well this year? And you know, I'm Kenyan, and I have found that as Kenyans, one of the things we do is we downplay the things that have gone well. You ask someone, how are you doing? He's like, I can't complain. Said with a Kenyan accent. You ask someone, how is business? Tunajaribu tu. That's in Kiswahili, meaning we are just trying. And when you look at the industry that person is actually leading, it's not just trying. Then you ask people, so how has the year been? Terrible. We have managed to launch one little product. We're like, little. And when you listen to the kind of extent of details, they actually are downplaying what they have achieved. I think there's something that's not proper about us doing that. I know that part of it is a humility to want to say things and downscale them and downplay them. But I'm actually of a different opinion, that when things are going well, first and foremost, have a spirit of gratitude. Gratitude for the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you know, that attitude of gratitude predisposes us to be more open to the perspectives that could shift positively despite the circumstances. You know, some of you know that I just launched my very first book on December 5th, 2020. And the title of the book is Rise, the four-way manifesto for life and legacy. And as I was thinking about that launch and how daring it was, and I'll talk about that in the next podcast, one of the points that I really anchored myself on was, why did I choose to write this book? It wasn't really about making sales and, you know, no, it was really about being of service to humanity. And thinking of that, about that person in Kazakhstan, in Malawi, in Tibet, in different parts of the world who may never have access to some of the leadership sessions and leadership development coaching and programs and circles that we do. And there's something about writing a book that makes it permanent. But I also wanted to write this book in a sense of gratitude to God, who has gifted me with the ability to have written, to have captured those lessons, and actually also to be so grateful to my parents, my father, my mother, who have taught me such profound lessons in life. My dad has always told me, Patricia, don't get so emotional about things. Don't get so worked up. Instead of raising your voice, raise the quality of your argument. And that is something that I've carried through, and he has modeled in so many ways. My mother has always taught me that, remember to focus on the war, not the battle today. Show up fully, show up positively despite the circumstances. Mr. and Mrs. Karethi, you are incredible. And so as I speak about almost the last podcast of this year, I want us to ask ourselves, what am I grateful for? What can I do about my spirit of gratitude? Some of us are very critical. All we do is catch people doing the wrong thing. We're always looking out for the mistakes. How about today I give you some homework? Write down 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, maybe 366 items that you're grateful for each day of 2020. I know it's been a tough year in so many ways, but also it has stretched us and taught us that we can do more with less. that we can recalibrate our relationships, that we can focus on that which is truly, truly important: family, faith, and focusing on good, hard working virtues. And you know, when all is said and done, I hope that you've written down a couple of lessons that you have learned in 2020 that you can then read out for your friends and family, for your children, because this is a year that is unforgettable. But sometimes as human beings, we forget so quickly and we focus on the future as opposed to what it is we've learned from the past. I want to encourage you, next time someone asks you, how are you doing? Think deeply about your response before you say, I'm just a hustler. We're just hustling. No, you're building, hopefully, a multi-generational business that will impact not only yourself and your family, but families way beyond you. My prayer for you as we close 2020 is that you will rise. You will rise from the things that no longer serve you well. And I hope that the spirit of gratitude will open you up to more blessings. How about having a gratitude game before the year ends? Ask your family and friends as you meet them on Zoom or physically, what are you grateful for? It may be difficult to remember what it is you need to be grateful for, but you will find that beginning to just start with the gift of life. How many have lost their lives this year? The gift of faith. How many of us no longer believe in God? And yet that's such a gift that anchors us even when things are difficult. The gift of our faculties, the ability to speak, to write, to do what it is that you're able to do. The gift of so many other things that sometimes we struggle with what is called the missing tile syndrome. You know, you look at tiles, white tiles, and there's one black tile in the middle of the white tiles, and you can't see. You can't see the white tiles. You only see the black tile. That is called the missing tile syndrome. And many of us struggle with that syndrome. Today, I want to ask you to be very intentional about choosing to look at the white tiles as opposed to the missing tile, that which you didn't have, that which you didn't get, that which you didn't experience that you wanted. How about looking at what it is that you actually got? And if you believe in God, thank Him profusely for what it is that He has done for you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because no matter what we think, everything we go through, if we take it with a spirit of gratitude as opposed to a spirit of bitterness, is probably preparing us to become our next best selves. I wish you an incredible Christmas and New Year season, and I hope that the spirit of gratitude is born in your heart and that you will remember that these are not just happy holidays. This is Christmas, and Christ is a reason for the season. May He be born in your hearts, in your families, in your minds, in your souls, that you will begin to see that really He is the one going way ahead of us, and that God, the God that you believe in, is truly taking care of us in whichever circumstances we find ourselves. Remember, do your homework, share it with someone, and build your attitude of gratitude. Thank you so much for subscribing, for sharing this podcast, which was born during a COVID season. And I thank you for the feedback you've given us and everything that you've shared with us to help us anchor this podcast in a way that it will help you and it will help people all over the world to keep growing and becoming their next best selves. Don't forget to comment, share, and tell us what it is you'd like to hear in 2021. Thank you.